There was this rather remarkable woman named Eloise. What was different about Eloise was that she actually shined. I mean, she actually had this physical glow about herself. And while others talked about their religion, Eloise actually lived out her faith. And while others complained about other people and the weather, Eloise anticipated tomorrow, looking forward to this bright future. And while others planned programs and was taking care of the operation of the church, Eloise went out teaching, comforting, and supporting others. And the strangest of things happened. The more Eloise served, the more she literally began to glow. The more she did for others, this strangest kind of light seemed to come out from her. And it got brighter and brighter with all of the things that she did each day. And soon, her glow was so bright, people just noticed her. And her light was different than other people's light. Because most people actually carried around a light with them. And they would actually shine the light on themselves in the spots that they wanted the people to see. But see, Eloise's light didn't shine on her. It shone out of her. And it was so bright. Sometimes people were scared of her and didn't want to go near her because her light didn't shine on herself. It shined on those who were around her, which meant you could see every blemish, fault, every scar or age spot, every imperfection that they had came out. And so people who really wanted to stay in the darkness would stay away from Eloise. She actually became quite unpopular with a few. But then there was this dawning where people realized that stepping into her light, letting that light be shown, stepping out into the truth of who they are and who God made them to be, meant that with every blemish and fault and age spot and scar, there was likely a lesson learned, love given, forgiveness received. Now, of course, this is a parable, right? People don't actually have their light shine quite that bright from them. As a matter of fact, if they did, can you imagine showing up on Sunday morning? Tom, your light's not quite bright enough this week, you know? But Bob, whoa, he is just shining. It would become a comparison, right? And you see, we don't shine with Christ's light to do good works and to compare ourselves to others. We glow with the light of Christ because we know the gift that we have been given, the forgiveness and the grace. You know, I think especially at Christmas time, we have this expectation that everything is to be perfect. You know, that's why Hallmark movies are so popular. Has anybody here who is married experienced that kind of perfectness every day in your life? We expect everything. There's just this high expectation with Christmas. And the sad thing is we begin to hide who we really are and the truth of how broken we are. Our Creator, we talk about this potter. Our Creator loves us just as we are. I love that story about the broken pot. Probably many of you have heard this because it's another popular story, but you know, a woman in India who bared water had this pole and carried two pots on either end. and she would carry water every day to her master's house. But one of the pots was complete every time and had a full basket of water, but one pot actually had a leak in it. So by the time she would get back to the master's house, there was only half of a pot every time. And after 2 years of making this trek, the pots that only arrived half full felt really ashamed of itself. And so one day it says to the woman who walked it, "I'm ashamed of myself and I want to apologize to you." She bearer goes, "Why? What are you ashamed of?" "Well, I've been able for the past 2 years to only deliver half of the load because of this crack. It causes me to leak water out all the way back to the master's house, and because of my flaws, all of this work that you do every day, you don't get the full value of your efforts." And the water bearer felt sorry for the old cracked pot and had compassion on it and says to it, "Pay attention on your way back to all of the beautiful flowers." And so it did. And indeed, on the way back up the hill, the old cracked pot took notice of the sun and the warming on all of these beautiful water or flowers along the side of the path. And then they still got back with only half of a pot, and it apologizes, feeling ashamed again. And the water bearer points out to the pot, "Didn't you notice the flowers? They were only on your side, because I had planted seeds and you watered them, so you make my walk beautiful every day." Each of us has our own unique flaws. If we're honest with ourselves, we're all cracked pots. But if we allow it, the Lord does good with it. The Lord uses our flaws and fills them with a beautiful grace and light. In God's great economy, nothing goes to waste. So don't be afraid of your flaws. Let God's light shine through you and in you and out of you. Acknowledge your flaws. Put them in the light so that God can do good with you and make you perfect in every way. Each one of us is shaped by the hand of God, created by Him, redeemed by Jesus Christ for the purpose of offering God's treasure into the world. And that is that of grace and forgiveness to all people. Did you notice in the confession? I just didn't say that you're forgiven. I said that you have the power to go out and to share that forgiveness with others. There's the story about a mother who took her young son to visit a big cathedral. And you know how in those big cathedrals they have all that pretty stained glass on it. The child says, "Mother, look at all these windows around us. Who are those people?" And she responds, "Well, they're God's saints." And the kid replies, "Well, I get it. Saints are the people that the light shines through." We are all God's saints, redeemed by Jesus, shaped by the very hand of God, filled with the Spirit and the light of God's grace so that it can shine out of us and none of us will remain in the darkness. We are God's stars, lighting up the sky and the world around us. Go and shine. Amen.